kind of bird is that? Oh, who the fuck is calling me? Oh god, is it the University? I'm so fucking high. University lady. Oh my god, I can't answer right now. I'm so fucking high. I can't answer that. I'm sorry, lady. I'm sorry. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You know, I just had a thought today. I was just there sitting at my desk. And I just had a thought, I'm going to be the person, like, probably anywhere with the most scripts that haven't been filled. So, that's very interesting, I guess. And then it led me to some train of thought where I was like, what are you doing? Can't you see all the wonderful scripts that I've written? With all these wonderful ideas that you could take, because I would love to see your interpretation of my ideas, or I suppose could be kind of like a starting point. You know, they're usually just one sentence long. Anyways, I was just thinking about this today. It's funny because I feel personally that my two best scripts are the ones that got the least upvotes. And you know, it doesn't really matter. And no one's gonna fill them anyways, and I don't really want anyone to fill them, you know. But I like to see what is it that people like the most, right? And I was kind of surprised because there was one of them that had snuff in it, but it got more likes than one that was just rape, which I find interesting. Yeah, but those two were the lowest, and I feel like those two were the best. I mean, you know, one of them is like, I think like 3,000 words or something, so I guess it's pretty long, and it also has a narrative tag on it, so, I mean, yeah. But this other one that I just posted got more upvotes than that one, which I find concerning. Of course, because I was just walking. I was just thinking to myself, what kind of person would upvote this, you know? Like, so it's very, it's like, okay, I see that there are some very messed up people out there. That, or I don't know what it could possibly mean. Very concerning. So yeah. I'm allowing myself the, I suppose, the, I wouldn't say pleasure, it's not like it's pleasure, it's, hope you can't hear the neighbors, I'm allowing myself the pleasure, not the pleasure, I suppose the satisfaction, or the comfort, I suppose, of believing that whatever that was, it wasn't with ill intent, you know, whatever, if you did what I suppose that you did, that it wasn't to trigger me, because I'd like to believe that you are a good person. So, but mostly that thought is just overrun by all the other thoughts of, you know, all the bad stuff. All the bad stuff that I could mean to you, to others and stuff like that, you know. Just the whole thing just made me feel like it was just another piece of evidence to support these beliefs that I have, that I'm the kind of person that no one wants to be around, no one wants to talk to. I'm, you know, that people perceive me as totally crazy, and that, you know, in the same way that I feel about my mother or some crazy person walking down the street talking to themselves and looking all insane. When I look at them, my first instinct is to judge them. But then immediately I think, obviously, this person is sick. And, you know, somehow they got to that point. And at one point, they probably had happy lives. So it's really sad. And one of my worst fears is becoming, like, one of those people. And that's how I think that people see me. I feel like people see me as something else, you know? So, when you did what you did, it just confirmed it for me even more, because, you know, out of all the people that I've ever spoken to, you know, I would expect that you would be the most understanding of all. But I'll never know. So I guess I'm writing another song about you. It's funny, actually. I wrote another song about something that I think you mentioned one time when we were talking. It's about, you know, I don't want to give specifics, but just feeling like the way people treat you is not like they're being real with you. Feeling like people seem to be, I don't know, you know, overly apologetic, and it might not even be because of them, it might be because of the way that they perceive you and how perception is just, you know, everyone has their own perception of you and how the things that, how the way that you might appear on the outside is different to who you are inside. And if people make assumptions about you based on what they see on the outside without really asking you or getting to know you, then it's going to change the way that they see you, the way that they talk to you. And no matter what you say, it's already going to be in there. It's, you know, it's already going to have an effect on the way that they communicate with you. And so it feels like people aren't really honest with you. You know, either because they're scared or, I don't know, it seems like most likely because they're scared or something. And I kind of got to that conclusion, I think maybe like 3 days ago, because someone messaged me and, yeah, it was the second time that someone messaged me and they gave off that vibe, I guess. I don't really know how to explain it, but I definitely know what it's like to be in that position. You know? And now it's strange finding myself, I guess, at the other end. Because I've never been talked to like this, you know? And it's just it gives you this weird feeling, you know, this, I don't know what to call it, you know, maybe like sort of unsettling feeling, you know, because you can tell, like you can just tell, the things that they say, and so, actually, like a few minutes after this person was trying to have a conversation with me, I started writing the song, and then I disabled my chat requests. So, if you see that you can't send me a chat, I suppose you can just send me a DM or a PM. Private message or direct message, I don't know what they're called, you know. You could still do that. You know, obviously I want to have some way for someone to try to communicate with me if they would like to talk to me. You know, if they don't want to post something publicly, you know, then I wouldn't want to feel like they can't ask me a question or something. So, that's there, but I've disabled the chat. I don't know. I guess I just get the requests on the chat more. Like, nobody sends me PMs or DMs or whatever. People just send me chats. And some of the chat requests I've gotten are so fucking weird. There was one of them that I deleted immediately when I got it. I blocked them and I deleted it, but I forgot to take a screenshot, and honestly, it was just so crazy and ridiculous that I can't even say it, you know? I should have taken a screenshot, but I didn't. But, yeah. So, and you know, it kind of, it, you know, I feel bad about it in a sense, But at the same time, I feel more uncomfortable about it than I do feel bad about it. And I don't think that feeling bad about it is any excuse to go ahead and to talk to that person. And sometimes, you know, there's the possibility that someone might be acting in that way to try to get something out of me by some sort of manipulation, you know. So I certainly don't want that. But I feel like, or at least the first time, it was definitely genuine, I feel. Second time, it was just a bit more bold. It was honestly so bold that I kind of realized it within like a few minutes of talking to them. And I was like, whoa, I was like, okay, there's something definitely wrong here. And then I was like, and then it kind of sunk in this feeling. Okay, it's definitely altered by the things that I've posted, because, you know, it's just strange, you know, and then I got this uncomfortable feeling, you know, unsettling feeling, and I was like, and then I became disappointed and depressed at the idea of someone, I don't know, feeling or automatically being this way because of me, because of the way that they perceive me. And, yeah. So, yeah. Nice little morning ramble. Yeah. So, all those wonderful scripts, feel free to take on the general idea. And, you know, do your own version of it. I have a lot more, so remember that list I told you about? Yeah, they're there, so I mean, I might as well, you know. I think no two of them are alike, so they're all unique in some way. I mean, obviously they have things that are very similar. They obviously have, yeah. But I mean, all of them are unique in the sense that all of them have their own ideas to them. Yeah. And I just came up with another one yesterday, but I totally forgot what it was because I didn't write it down. And that sucks, but I'm sure I'll remember it. What was I doing? I was walking down the sidewalk and I had the idea. But yeah. So, hope you have a good day. And if it was you that reported me as some sort of April Fool's joke, that's like really petty, you know? Or whoever did fucking report me. Not report me, I'm sorry. Report, like, to get help for me, to get, I don't know, psychological help. Like, hope you, I don't know, listen to this message. Maybe it was because of the last script that I posted. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if you want my complete honesty, I was almost throwing up when I was writing the script, so there's that. I was literally fighting the urge to throw up because it was just so disgusting.
So, well, there was another one where I was also fighting the urge to throw up. The cannibalism one. I was fucking fighting the urge to throw up. And, yeah. I mean, just imagining all those fucking pennies going down your throat, like, it just gives me the urge to puke. But yeah. So, have a good day. And, you know, I suppose it's fine that you requested that I get help. I mean, why would I be mad about it, you know? I mean, unless you did it as a joke or as some cruel intention, you know? Who knows who it was? Could have been anyone. Could have been just someone that ran into my comment on a page and then opened my profile and then saw it and then was like, what the fuck? And then was like, this person needs help. Yeah. I'm gonna go. Because I should really be working on my songs. I haven't done so in like 2 days. And, yeah. I'm just gonna keep pretending that you were a good person. And that's that. So, bye.